Eric Coleman is a state senator in a district that covers some of Hartford, Windsor, and Bloomfield. He's served in that seat since 1995, but this year he lost the party's endorsement to Sean Wooden, the president of the Hartford City Council. Another candidate, Len Walker of Windsor, is also in the race. At a forum last night that touched on topics like taxes, tolls, guns, public campaign finance, and economic development, things began calmly, but then they warmed up. Here's a question from a Coleman supporter to Wooden, who she called, not in a nice way, a young man.
My question is, do you realize how long it takes? You have to develop relationship. You just can't submit a bill and automatically it's going to happen. You have to work.
Wooden responded by saying he's been engaged in city politics for 25 years. And then he took aim at Coleman, the senator he's recently accused of misusing public funds for political mailers.
Several pieces from the state capitol paid for with taxpayer money. Talking about all the great things that has been done by your candidate.
When it was Coleman's turn, he said his mailers were just like those of the other legislators who inform their constituencies of what they're up to.
The belly aching that you hear is really because the candidate Wooden knows that he's behind in this race.
Amen. Amen.
Coleman also took the chance to again attack Wooden for his role in the proposal to bring a new minor league baseball stadium to Hartford.
Write this down, because I bet you, in connection with this stadium issue, the mayor and the city council will be approaching the General Assembly in short order, asking for bonding to finance this proposal.
When it was time to wrap up, Coleman stressed how he's helped his communities thrive, and Wooden, like all challengers, said it's time for a change.
Voters, you have a choice. Most of those years that were talked about, there wasn't a choice. You got one now.
The primary is August 12th. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.